Born in Montana, Melvin was a military brat. His dad was in the Army. He traveled around the world with his family and later served himself in the Naval Reserve. He also has experience in education, international trade and transportation, and business. He and his wife settled in Pinal County 12 years ago, and Melvin has served in the state Senate since 2009. And so what is it about governor that's attractive to you? Is it just a logical step for you in terms of your political career, or do you have some real key issues that you'd like to see addressed in the state of Arizona?
You know, people say, well, gee, Al, how about the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House, and frankly, the 51 most important political positions in the United States are the president and the 50 governors. I have no interest in the U.S. Senate or the U.S. House, but as governor, as we have seen by Rick Perry in Texas and other strong Republican leaders in conservative states, you can do many good things. And I believe that together we can make Arizona the most prosperous state in the nation. We have so many things going for us, weather, geography, our people. The socioeconomic mix of people who move here, in any gathering, you can ask for a show of hands of those who were not born in Arizona, and it's the vast majority of the room, by well-educated, well-trained people. And I love telling people, I may not have been born in Arizona, but I got here as fast as I could.
Let's talk about some of the issues. I took a look at your website, and you've got quite a few issues, because I think what you're trying to do is make sure everyone knows where you stand on a lot of things. So we won't have time to go through all of them, but you sort of allude to one at the beginning of this interview. Let's talk a little bit about the state economy.
Yes.
As governor, what would you like to see different happen with the state economy? And one of the things that you talk a lot about on your website and in interviews everywhere is creating jobs in
yes.
the state of Arizona.
Well, I'm a firm believer in the Republican idea that the government cannot create jobs, but we can help the private sector do it. I also believe that the best social program known to man is a private sector job. It beats food stamps, unending unemployment insurance, and on and on and on. Private sector jobs. So we can do that in many ways. As I've already said, we're well on our way to doing it. But to keep it going, I want to eliminate the corporate and individual income tax, as has been done in at least eight other states. I want to have Texas-style tort reform. When they did this in Texas 6 years ago and capped pain and suffering at $250,000 per incident, three things happened. Lawyers started leaving the state, doctors started arriving, and business flourished. So I want to do everything I can to put our people back to work.
One of the other issues that you talk a lot about is securing the border. And obviously, since you got into the state legislature, this has been a debated issue for a while now and
yes.
even before. So what are the things that you'd like to see change along the U.S.-Mexico border, specifically, obviously, the state of Arizona and the Mexico border?
Well, fortunately, as we're sitting here in Yuma, the Yuma sector is really rather well secured. You've got the double fence, and if the whole border was like Yuma, we wouldn't be having this discussion, but unfortunately it isn't.
One of the things a lot of people talk about with the Yuma sector, too, is the great cooperation among all the state, federal, and local agencies.
And including the Indian tribes here. We don't have that same cooperation with other Native American tribes like the Tohono O'odham. But we have to secure the border because we're a border state. And as such, about 15% of the people in our schools, prisons, and hospitals are illegals. And that's costing us about $2 billion a year in related costs. So one thing that I'm conscious of is the federal government is not going to help us, unfortunately. And actually, in my view, both parties are to blame for this situation. I believe the Democratic Party looks at many illegals as additional Democrat voters, And many Republican interests, like the Wall Street Journal, look at illegals as cheap labor. But despite that, we need to secure the border. I believe that with the current administration, it's not going to happen from the Fed, so we have to do it as a state. And I have a three-aspect approach to this. One, we need to have all of our 15 county sheriffs have a posse. Sheriff Arpaio's posse is 3,500 members. Of course, that's the largest county in population, but we need the others to have posses. We need a state equivalent of that. There's technology available to us through, there's a company called the American Border Patrol. I would encourage people to look at their website. And their technology is a sensing cable to be buried about a foot underground along the border. It costs $3 to $5 million per mile to build a double fence like in Yuma. We don't have that kind of money. But we can bury this cable a foot underground at about $50,000 to $100,000 per mile. That's one thing. The other, the big one, is I want to work with the government of Mexico, and I already have talked to the governor of the state of Sonora, and I'm reaching out to the president of Mexico to build a deep water port in Sonora, Mexico. That's my background, ocean shipping. I know a lot about the subject, and there's naturally deep water in Sonora. I want the Mexican government to build this port with their own money, no money coming from us, and when they do, it will create hundreds of thousands of jobs at that port to build it and run it. We will have a outlet to the sea for coal, for potash, and copper concentrate. But one of the big benefits is, why would anybody risk dying in our desert for a cheap job when they could stay home in Mexico for a great job? This is a free enterprise, private sector solution to a nasty international problem that won't go away.
I want to move on to one other issue, and then we're running a little long, but I wanted to get education in.
Yes.
Because one of the things that you talk about on your website is performance pay, expanding the voucher system. Those are just two ideas that you have. But let's talk a little bit about your ideas for improving education in the state, something that's obviously a concern across party lines.
Yes. Thank you very much. When I'm not in the Senate, I am an adjunct lecturer at the college level. I've taught at the U of A, University of Phoenix, and Western International University. Really quick, I believe we have a flawed public education system in America, K through 12, to the point where we have cheated several generations of Americans throughout the U.S. from a decent education, and we spend more money than any country in the world have done this for over 20 years, yet we rank 20th and below in math, science, and this cannot continue and for us to remain a world power. So the things I want to do is, one, look at turning down the federal money. We spend about $9,000 per child in our K through 12 system. 1,000 of that is coming from the feds. I think it's causing more problems than good, so to look at turning it down. That leaves 8. I want to see a universal school voucher of $8,000 per child where every family has maximum parental school choice. They can send their children to the school of their choice. And then finally, I want to get rid of Common Core. They're federal standards. I think each state should have its own, not the federal government. And by doing these things that I just mentioned, we will properly educate our children, and they will have great, enjoyable, productive lives.
Just a couple of questions left, and I hate about my job is there's just never enough time.
Yeah.
You've made your views on the federal government pretty clear. You have pretty broad support among the Arizona Tea Party.
Yes.
But that won't be enough to get you into office. So how do you appeal to the other voting blocks in the state of Arizona?
You know, the voters want and deserve clarity in the candidates for any position. And I love telling people I'm a member of the Tea Party. The Tea Party saved the country in 2010 and will again this year. And I want to be the Tea Party candidate in this race. I'm coming at this from the bottom up. Most of my opponents are coming at it from the top down. One thing I would say, I'm a clean elections candidate. I appeal to all the listeners to go to the Secretary of State's website, azsos.gov/equal, and it's bipartisan. You can go there and you can sign the petition of the candidates for any position of your choice, and you can also contribute to clean elections candidates. Again, the Secretary of State's website, azsos.gov/equal, and you might also check out my own website, votealmelvin.com.
Well, Senator Melvin, it's such a pleasure to have you here because I think it's very important that voters know everything they can about all of the candidates. I really appreciate you taking some extra time to spend with us here at KEWC.
Please check out that Secretary of State's website and my own, and be critical thinkers. Register to vote, and vote your conscience.
Thank you so much. That is Tucson Republican State Senator Al Melvin, one of nine Republican candidates for governor in the state of Arizona. The primary election is later this summer, August 26th.